Everywhere anguish and fury. And as I try to grapple with all the ramifications that spring from this moment in history, questions of power, desire, consent, the presumption of innocence, vigilante justice, the conflating of mild transgressions with the worst kinds of abuse, religion, history, culture, and so much more, I am urged on in myriad ways by colleagues, friends, and strangers alike. David, if you're going to do this book, you have to read The Second Sex, The Feminine Mystique, and The Female Eunuch, plus Down Girl, The Logic of Misogyny, Half the Sky, Fight Like a Girl, Boys Will Be Boys, The War on Women, and Mating in Captivity. Don't forget The Creation of Patriarchy, Sex at Dawn, Anatomy of Love, Stiffed, Backlash, The Beauty Myth, Vagina, A New Biography, and Pussy, A Reclamation. And that's before you tackle the subject of men, because you are tackling the subject of men, aren't you? Then you must read Playing the Man, The Descent of Man, The Myth of Male Power, Boy Crisis, Raising Boys, Angry White Men, Testosterone Rex. This last was a suggestion from my beloved mother, who tells me, it's all about the brain, darling, and apparently there's less difference than we thought between men and women. By the way, who's your readership going to be, I'm asked, men or women? Because if it's men, how are you going to get them to read your book? You have to make men read your book. And are you taking a global or national perspective? You can't just write about Australia. You have to look at the Irish abortion referendum, the femicide rates in Guatemala and El Salvador, the rape of German women by Middle Eastern refugees, the backlash against women in Italy, the rise of strong men like Trump, Putin, Erdogan, Duterte, child brides in Malaysia, the Taliban's murderous assaults on women and girls in Afghanistan, the rise of the Me Too movement in China, Wo Yixi, Japan, Watashi Mo, Vietnam, Toi Chung Vei, and the new movement in Russia launched by doulas aimed at combating abuse of women in hospitals, violence in obstetrics. And you'd be talking to hotel workers in Chicago, right? What about fruit pickers in Minnesota and high-class escorts in Brussels? This is not just about rich, mainly white Hollywood actors, you know. Maybe you should also think about going to Iceland, because that's where gender equality has really asserted itself. On your way home, you should detour via Rwanda to see how the collective grief from genocide has helped shape a society and economy driven by women. But don't forget America, because that's where this whole thing started. You'll need to track the way Not Okay led to Me Too, or was it the other way around? Then to Time's Up, Believe Women, Her Too, You Okay Sis, What Were You Wearing, I Did That, I Have, I Will, Black Lives Matter. I mean, how wide is your aperture going to be? Will you be dealing with university campus assaults, sexual assault in the church, gay hate crimes, domestic violence, bullying? What about the law courts, false accusations, trial by Twitter, masculinity in popular culture, childhood development, the suffragettes, intersectionality, race, labour rights, the corrosive core of power structures? Obviously, you're going to explore gender pay gaps too, yes? And corporate board diversity? What about issues of consent, childhood trauma, familial trauma, historical trauma, the clusterfuck of trauma, as Australian writer Mira Atkinson puts it in her book Traumata? Sex trafficking, child brides, pornography, video games, virtual reality sex tours, sexual abuse in medicine, the neuroplasticity of the brain, the biochemistry of love. And how about engaging men and boys in discussions around feminism and exploring toxic masculinity, toxic feminism, gender identity, gender fluidity, midwifery, moon cycles, menarche, menopause, and the mother goddess in history? You're bringing all that into it too, I hope. Speaking of gender identity, what about investigating the transgender movement? Because there are trans-exclusionary radical feminists denying the validity of other people's self-affirmed genders and sexes. By the way, are you listening to the Guilty Feminist podcast? And have you seen that film on the history of the vibrator? What's it called? That's right, Hysteria. What about the YouTube clip, It's Not About the Nail? It's funny, and you'll need some jokes in your book, because goodness knows this subject needs some levity. In other words, anyone who knows anything about being human, which is all of us, has a view on how this Me Too movement, in all its fast-moving, far-reaching implications, applies to our own lives. Because unless you've been miraculously spared, all of us, women and men, carry the sorrows of our existence. We've been abandoned in love, rejected, lied to, betrayed, humiliated, silenced, ignored. We grew up fatherless, motherless, or both. There was abuse when we were young, a grandfather, grandmother, father, mother, stepfather, stepmother, uncle, brother, friend, priest, teacher, scoutmaster. We lived with superstition, guilt, cruelty, despair, no inkling of self-love. Our fathers were cold, withdrawn, often violent. Our mothers were cold, withdrawn, often violent. Our mothers and fathers failed to protect us, or suffocated, spoilt and indulged us. We were never breastfed, we never bonded properly, no gentle touch, intimacy, safety. We've never had our cravings for friendship and companionship met. The affliction of loneliness, separation anxiety, tragedies, freak accidents. Our bodies were brutalised and humiliated. Our hearts were cracked open, then cracked apart. We grew up poor, had few friends, broke the law, joined a gang, went to prison. We lost our jobs, our children, our home. Our parents fought over us. The legal system screwed us. We were never given lessons on how to behave, talk to a girl, share our feelings. We never felt confident with boys, not beautiful enough, breasts too small, breasts too large. We never felt confident with girls, not manly enough, too small in all the places that counted, too much pressure to conform, dress, act the right way, comply with what we never should have complied with. All the things that can go wrong with being on this earth. And now that the earth has moved, we are able to see more clearly the hidden bones and muscles of all these neglected, damaged places. And it's a terrifying and humbling thing to try to bear witness to what feels like the collective wound of the world.